The U.S. Congress is at a standstill Wednesday, with its lower house paralyzed by the ousting of its speaker, and lawmakers facing a deadline just 6 weeks away to approve spending bills and avoid a government shutdown. The lack of a functioning House of Representatives and the prospect of losing more days to identifying and electing a speaker candidate leaves in limbo several important spending bills, including those providing foreign military financing, international humanitarian aid, and efforts to counter China's influence. Crowds of protesters gathered outside the Bank of Ghana's head office on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle says they are demanding the central bank governor resign.
This protest is the latest show of frustration over rising living costs and unemployment in one of West Africa's largest economies.
I want to make history. I want to get a good bad way. It's enough, boy. It's enough.
Many in the crowds, which converged on the central bank's head office, were dressed in red and black. Those are colours traditionally worn at funerals.
There's no progress. There's nothing.
Businessman Alhaji Guntu said the youth are particularly affected. In July, the Bank of Ghana posted a record loss of 60.8 billion Cedi, or about 5.3 billion US dollars, for 2022.
Reuters' David Doyle, who says the loss was mostly due to debt restructuring. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Wednesday vowed to introduce legislation to reduce tobacco use, saying there is no safe level of smoking. His proposal would make it an offense for anyone born on or after January 1, 2009, to be sold tobacco. Essentially, at some point, it just becomes illegal. This is VOA News. The head of the Communist Party in Taiwan has been indicted for allegedly acting as a proxy for Beijing and attempting to bribe voters in elections. Taiwanese prosecutors said Wednesday Lin Tiwong, chairman of the Taiwan People's Communist Party, was charged with violating the Anti-Infiltration Act on Wednesday, along with two other members, according to the Taipei District Prosecutor's Office. The U.S. State Department, in a first-of-its-kind report, has laid out Beijing's growing efforts to reshape the global narrative on China, while spending billions of dollars to do so. VOA's Tommy McNeil says it's basically a huge disinformation campaign.
The report includes buying content, creating fake personas to spread Beijing's message, and using repression to quash unfavorable accounts. The State Department is warning that Beijing's global information campaign could eventually sway how decisions are made around the world and undermine U.S. interest. Beijing has slammed the report, calling it in itself disinformation, as it misrepresents facts and truth. The spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington says the report is just another tool to keep China down and buttress American hegemony. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
New York City's mayor is heading to Latin America with a message. The Associated Press's Lisa Dwyer says that message is, don't come.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's traveling to Latin America to discourage people from seeking asylum in the city as it struggles to handle a massive influx of migrants. New York City has absorbed almost 120,000 migrants just over the past year, with hundreds still arriving daily in need of housing and employment. Adams says he wants to give an honest assessment of the situation and tell people in Latin America that the city's shelter system has been overwhelmed and is at capacity. Adams has made a series of urgent pleas for a shift in federal immigration policy and for funding to help the city manage the arrival of migrants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And what are the best-dressed astronauts wearing? Prada, of course. Italian luxury group Prada and Texas-based startup Axiom Space are going to collaborate to design NASA's lunar space suits for the Artemis 3 mission planned for 2025. The two companies making the announcement on Wednesday. Prada's engineers will work alongside the Axiom Space Systems team through the design process, developing solutions for materials and design features to protect astronauts against the challenge of space and the lunar environment. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.